south of Highway 36. Also last night, a couple of some pretty severe storms tracked southeastward from Weld County, Stoneham area, all the way down to south of Highway 36 in the case of one cell. And it contained very large hail and extremely high winds. Winds were estimated at 80 to 85 miles per hour at Stoneham already, with some damage reported there. And it seemed to stay at about that level all the way down. Akron Airport reported 78 mile per hour winds, and so on. So, and that's the track all the way down to Highway 36, which is down around Cope and beyond. All right, let's see how we're doing good on time here. Little change in the pattern through this week, and we're slightly below normal temperatures and continued daily chances for rain. Today, marginal risk for the counties, and then by comparison, once again, from Hitchcock County, Nebraska, Chase County, and north, that area is your slight risk. So you are just on southwest edge. Entire area today, that also elevates to a slight excessive rainfall beginning in southwest Nebraska. All right, looking at the potential for two waves of activity tonight. The first to develop off the front range of Columbia Drive before moving into the Tri-County area. The HRRR and some other sites showing ample instability between 2018 elevated lapse rates as well, and then the 0 to 3 kilometers here is going to be at about 20 to 30 knots, so that is pretty hefty. The 0 to 6 kilometers here is looking at 30 to 45 knots. So let me I'll expound on that just a little bit.